So how's the weather back on the East Coast?
Well, today, after having had a hurricane pass nearby,
oh my gosh,
not too long ago, we are having a beautiful, sunny, cool, lovely weather here in Durham, North Carolina.
Uh-huh. Yeah, just get those hurricanes out of the way, and there you go.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So how about you guys?
Beautiful.
We were just saying that summer finally...
Tony Doucette.
...has arrived.
Hey, Tony. This is Mary
Good
Charles.
Morning. Oh, goodness. Good afternoon.
Yeah, and Evelyn from Seattle is...
Yeah.
And from Portland is... Say.
Actually, it's Julie from Sacramento.
Julie from Sacramento. Yes. Thank you, Julie.
Arlene Richter from Portland.
Hey. Has arrived.
Hi, hey. Arlene. This is Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn.
Tony, is our account representative for Catapult, and as such is going to be chatting with us about the new management association.
Cool.
Association management.
Like right now, or are we still waiting on a few people?
No, we're still waiting on a few people.
Okay.
Or more than a few.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. And actually, we're chatting about the weather and various and sundry other things that are...
All those good bonding NF stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. I thought the conference went really well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I would agree.
I love the conference.
Indeed.
Kim Neubauer.
Has arrived.
Hey, Kim. Mary Charles
Hi.
Here.
Hi. Have we started yet?
No. Who just joined the call?
Gary Fleischacker.
Hey,
has arrived.
Gary.
Hello.
Hey,
Hi.
Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Tony's here.
Good.
Gary.
The West Coast is very well representative. Represented. This is Mary Charles holding up the fort for the
Charles.
East Coast.
I was glad you didn't say you were Mary Charles representing the West Coast. Huh?
No. Was that Pam who just joined?
It was. I'm
when
lurking. I'm just being quiet.
Is Jane on there?
No, she's
Janet
going to
McAfee,
be in
San Diego chapter.
Has arrived.
Sharon.
Has arrived.
Does someone
have Sharon in their office?
Hello.
Hello.
There was a sort of whistling sound.
Yes.
Yeah, it sounded like somebody beeped.
Oh, that might have been a microwave.
Ah, okay.
Might have been.
Yeah, I was just, this is Larry Gabbard in Denver. I was just...
Daphne Walker
has arrived.
Hey, Daphne. We're all just sort of checking in. This is Mary Charles. Very
oh, hi,
glad
Mary Charles. How are you all?
Went well for you there in Vermont.
Yes, thank you very much. Appreciate your concern. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Daphne. It's Kim.
Hi.
Hello. Have we been keeping up pretty well on who's on here? Do we need to go around and do a who's on, or we just launch in?
Well, maybe we might go around because all the people that sort of joined at the tag in might not know who's here.
Okay. Mary Charles, have you got a list or a general guideline we could start? You were keeping west and east, at least, I know.
Oh, that was because there were so many people from California, Portland, Seattle, and just one lone, and now two people from the East Coast.
So why don't we start with the East Coast, then?
All right. This is Mary Charles Blakebro, and I'm representing the CDC Communications, the E chapter, and the RTP North Carolina chapter.
Say what RTP?
Research Triangle Park. It's Durham and Raleigh and Chapel Hill, North Carolina. If any of you follow college basketball,
Lynn Hunsaker
has arrived.
It's a hotbed of.
Kathy Howard
has arrived.
Hey, everybody, just arrived. We're doing East Coast. Mary Charles Blakebro's the first one. Kathy, I know you're East Coast.
Yep, yes, I am.
Say who you
Kathy
are.
Kathy Howard, Syracuse.
E chapter.
Kim Neubauer, Philadelphia.
And this is Tony Doucette here in Virginia as the representative for the new company.
Any other East Coast?
Yes, hi, this is Daphne Walker representing the Vermont APT chapter.
Hello, Daphne.
Hi.
Well, this is Gary Fleischacker of Minneapolis, Twin Cities chapter, and CDC. Anybody else in the middle of the country?
Larry Gabbard, Rocky Mountain.
That counts.
Okay.
Tanya Straker.
Has arrived.
West Coast.
Hi, this is Julie Wright from Sacramento.
This is Lynn
Hunsaker. It's Annie from Portland Chapter, Julie.
Hi.
Sharon's here from California.
Hi, Sharon.
Coyne from Washington State Chapter.
Who is that? I didn't hear. I'm sorry.
Evelyn Lemoyne from the Washington
right.
State Chapter.
And I'm Tanya Straker from the New York City Chapter.
Great. Pam Reckel from Portland.
Arlene Richter from Portland.
This is Linda Vaughn from North Carolina.
Hey, anybody we missed?
Hello, Gary Gilmore calls from the La Crosse, Wisconsin chapter.
Hello, Gary.
Hello.
And Deborah Loban from the Chicago chapter.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Janet McAfee from San Diego.
Okay, if anybody else comes on, or if we missed anybody, just jump in. We want to go over a follow-up from the San Francisco work we started at the leadership dinner. First order of business, Tony Doucette is on the call from Catapult. I heard him introduce himself. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that we might have available, what kind of services through APTI, through Catapult. And with that, great introduction. Tony?
Thank you. It truly was a great introduction, Gary.
And here's Tony.
I wish I'd hooked up my theme music, but anyways, we've been working here on a lot of things for the transition for the national organization. Try to figure out exactly what services we're going to be able to offer to the individual chapters. Speaking with folks, a lot of different people at the conference. I got some ideas of what people are looking for in terms of tangible and intangible things. You know, a recurring theme I heard from people was looking for more unity and uniformity across the whole membership experience, and really trying to tighten everything up and make it a tight-knit community to encourage the free flow of ideas and really help in that area. So with that being said, what we've put together is kind of a couple of different chunks where we know what services we want to either begin to provide for the chapters or continue providing to the chapters. We're not sure quite yet if there's going to be any charges associated with any of these services. We're still waiting on either the exec committee or the board of directors to finalize that, but I'd like to go ahead and give you guys an idea of what services we want to offer or may be offering, and hear some feedback, any questions, things that I may not have worded well or aren't clear, or anything that I might have missed that people would like to see added into the list. So, without any further ado, the services that we're either going to continue to provide or begin providing to all chapters, if they would like it, is as much support as we possibly can with the chapter renewal process. My understanding is that's been a little bit of a pain in the past, so we're going to work to make that as simple and easy as possible. Obviously, the chapter development calls on a monthly basis, you know, working with all you guys, making sure that we're getting the most out of these calls that we can, maintaining online documentation for chapter creation and dissolution, maintaining chapter information on the APTI website, and hopefully we will be getting that redesigned so it'll start looking a little bit brighter and shinier. We're going to work on posting news for any of our chapters to the APT website so we can kind of keep everybody abreast of what everyone else is doing. We're going to continue with the tax filing, providing liability insurance for chapter events in the U.S. and Canada, and handling the continuing education applications for MBTI, NBCC, and APA credits. Actually, I think I heard a couple of people sign on that I've already helped with the credits. So if I have helped you, I hope that it wasn't too painful of a process. And if I haven't and you have a program that you'd like credits for in the future, more than happy to help you out with that. We're going to work on getting that even more simplified and streamlined. Getting into some of the services that we would like to provide, and again, we're not sure on if there would be a charge for these as of yet or not, would be maintaining a membership database for chapters, not just for the national organization, being able to capture new member enrollment data for y'all, and being able to send automated welcome emails to new members, handling membership renewal notices and processing membership renewals, contact database maintained for everybody with past members that maybe decided not to re-up. We can reach back out to them, and potential new members that maybe joined APTI and are in your geographic area and just didn't know about a chapter or something like that. And also looking at being able to take care of online dues collections for anybody who would be interested in that. That's kind of the first group of services that we were looking at to provide. Those are kind of just the standard membership database services. Moving on to the next chunk that we were looking at would be a little bit more advanced, and chapters would have the option of whether they wanted to just go with the basic, you know, they didn't really have any need for the more advanced stuff, or if they'd like to go for the advanced stuff, absolutely encouraged, including chapter marketing support, things like event email marketing, being able to distribute newsletters, forming chapter or committee blogs and chats on the website. Lost my place here. Here we go. Trying to upgrade the connection between APTI websites and chapter websites and any social media functions you guys may have, just trying to get those as integrated and seamless as possible. Also looking at possibly handling chapter programs, sign-ups, things like event creation, listing, registration, payment forum, automatically processing the payments. If you guys have any face-to-face events that need name tags for those, we should be able to generate files for those to be printed off. And then moving on to a little bit more into the education training section, possibly having one standard webinar platform that everybody uses, so everybody would be available or would be familiar with it at least. Being able to pass that on so that the chapters, as long as it's not conflicting with a time that APTI National is doing a program, we would be able to host practically any number of webinars for the chapter. Mike Shore and I have looked at the possibility of doing a webinar about webinars so that anybody who's looking at attempting to set up a webinar or thinking, you know, maybe I've got this great topic, I'm just not sure how to get it going. With the ability to attend this webinar to see how it all works and to be able to know how to get everything set up for their own courses. And we'd like to do that. This is something we've just kind of come up with and talked through a little bit, but running that several times per year, at least 4 or 6 times per year, so we can really just have a good database, good group of people who are trained on the system and really feel fearless about being able to do their own webinars and helping the chapters capitalize on that to expand training offerings and generate revenue for yourselves. I think I've talked for long enough, so I'll go ahead and hand control back over to, well, I'm not really sure who's running the meeting. But we can go ahead. I'd love to hear any input. Anybody has anything that they think was a glaring omission that they'd like to see or any clarification on any of those items?
So, Tony, this is Pam Reckel, and I just want to comment on this. Some of the things that you're offering would really be a nice substitute for what some chapters use, Constant Contact, to maintain our databases, send out emails, and even do event registration and that kind of thing. What you're suggesting, though, is it would be possible for chapters that maybe don't have that at all, or depending on the system that you'll be using, it could be even a great substitute for Constant Contact, but that's included in what you're describing.
Right. That's a great question, Pam. That was one of the things that I really wanted to do when we were putting this together, was look at all the services that chapters may or may not be using and honestly kind of putting together piecemeal, just finding a service that meets the immediate need and finding the best program that would meet that need and sharing it across all the chapters really reduces the cost to everyone individually. When the finalized proposal does come out with any charges that may be associated with it, we'll be including comparisons to other services. Like, I think Constant Contact, the basic charge begins at $15 per month or something like that. Anybody who's using GoToWebinar as an example to maintain their own webinar platform, that's something in the vicinity of $100 per month. So really what we're trying to do is make this for anyone who's already using these platforms or using these services to make it easier and significantly less expensive for them to just do it all under the APTI umbrella. And for anyone who is not currently using these services to kind of look at it and pick and choose and see what might be a good way to kind of get their feet wet, see what might be the most helpful for them.
Tony, this is Mary Charles. You read us a wonderful list. However, it was kind of long, and I was wondering if we could send that list out to the chapter leaders so they could kind of mull over it and talk to their chapters about it.
Great idea.
I believe on Tuesday's executive conference call, the committee, we're going to be finalizing this, making sure that we've got all of the things nailed down where we would like them. And what I can do, I believe, Mary Charles, you invited me to the APTI Chapter Leaders Google group.
Correct.
Could go ahead and post it in the Google group once we've got it finalized, so everybody can just browse over it.
Hey, Tony, would you want to post it beforehand, so without all the final details, just so people can give us feedback on which of the services look like they might be most relevant?
Sure, I could do that. I would, yeah, I could probably take care of that today. Just throw it up there as long as you guys don't mind it not being completely finalized. Yeah, absolutely.
Tony, Larry Gabbard, you talked about CEUs. Who would we contact? What's the contact number or whatever?
The way it's set up right now, actually, huge credit to Gary Williams and Gary Fleischacker for handling this, because it's not an easy job, and I guess they've been handling it for just a couple of months out of the goodness of their own hearts. But I'm working on... Right now, I'm going ahead and just putting in the applications for the CEUs. If anybody needs, I believe, MBTI credits, Master Practitioner credits, NBCC credits, or APAs, what I will do is I'll include my contact information on the chapter leaders group. And if you have any programs that you want those CEUs, that's something that I'm beginning to handle right now for everybody. Unless you'd rather take care of it yourselves, which is perfectly fine. But I'm more than happy to take care of it for everybody. So just forward it along to me, or just ask me what information I need to get that in, and I can go ahead and begin processing those for everybody, you know, as soon as this week or next week.
Tony?
Yes.
Hi, this is Kathy Howard from the E-Chapter. One of the more advanced... items that you suggested was integrating the APTI website and chapter website. So what would that look like?
There's a couple of different ways we could do it. I know I've looked at a couple of different websites for some chapters. There would be a way to, if we wanted to, make the individual chapter website actually pop up in the overall website, if they wanted to look at it like that. If we wanted to continue to maintain it separately, we could have links built in and a few highlights put up on the main page. One thing I was actually speaking with Jenny LaChance earlier about, and I'm not sure if she's on the call or not, but the possibility of getting individual chapter blogs and chat rooms set up in our members-only area. And that could be another way that we could tie between the chapter site and the main site, either by posting the blogs and chat rooms on both or incorporating one into the other.
So
the answer to your question on that.
Did I hear you say that that would be an and, or did I hear you say it would be an or? That is, some chapters may want to have separate sites and rather have just a link where people could click and it moves it to our site, and others may want to have their site be actually part of the APTI site. I wasn't sure if you said or if you said and.
Let's call it an and slash or.
that sounds like it covers everything.
Yeah, this is something we're pretty flexible on, you know, whatever any individual chapter wants to do. It, you know, the e-chapter, I know you guys have a great website you use a lot. If you guys want to keep going with that, absolutely. We'll put the link on the website, give a little brief information about the e-chapter, and people can go right to your website. If it's a smaller chapter that maybe doesn't want to go through the trouble of maintaining a whole entire website, we can build a smaller one right into the main site.
Thank you, Tony. And just so it's clear to those, and maybe it was said before I got on the line, I know with your discussion with the e-chapter, I think what you said was that through the Evectra software that you're going to use, you would be able to not only generate, say, membership reports for us and
program registration reports first, but also I think you said you'd be able to actually give key people in certain chapters the right to go in themselves. For example, if somebody doesn't need it, notices at 11 p.m. they need it, they don't have time to get a hold of you, but they could perhaps go in themselves and get it. Is that still your vision?
Actually, that's a great thing. I'm glad you brought that up, Kathy. I had forgotten to include that on the list of services. Let me make a note of that right now.
Thank you.
The way that's going to work is there are two ways for people to go in and look at all of the data in our database. And some of the things require an individual to be a licensed user, and you need to purchase a license for it, but a lot of them do not require that. So I'm not sure exactly which services are available which way, but if at 11 o'clock at night you decide you really just need a membership report, I think, something's really bugging you and you got to check it out. There's going to be a good deal of information that can be accessed by designated chapter leaders right on the website. For the few things that are not accessible to chapter leaders like that because they require the license, I'm more than happy to put together reports for people on things like that. It's really easy, and I can get them out to you pretty quickly.
And, Tony, I think that would be a pretty important one. This is Pam Reckel again.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you were going to be providing, let's say, the constant contact substitute, I know that when I think about doing something in constant contact, it's never during daytime or usual hours, and I want to be able to do it weekends and whenever I've got the energy for it, and
mm-hmm.
it would be a big pain in the neck for you to have to do stuff like that. So if you're able to find a way that we can go into, like, our part of the system, if you're going to be constant contact for a particular chapter, that one or two people in the chapter had access to that, I think that would be a more efficient use for us as chapters, so we could have the control that we might need and want, as well as not having you have to do stuff that's more bureaucratic or administrative that we could do ourselves. So to figure out a way to do that, I think, would be important.
I agree
and
with you.
Tony, this is Kathy. This is Kathy from the eChapter again. Noticing the time is fleeting here. I think that there's probably more than just Pam and myself who find that during the day we're dealing with clients. It's at night that we do this kind of thing. And so obviously I think we'll get more chapters on board here if we can have lots of flexibility. And, of course, I know that you know that. I guess I'm just underlining it.
No, absolutely. Thank you, Kathy. What I'm going to do is we have our... I have my implementation manager with Avectra. I'm in pretty close contact with her. So what I'll do is I'll forward her along an email and try to find out as soon as possible exactly what we can designate for access and what would need to be done by a licensed user.
Super.
Tony, Gary Gilmore from the La Crosse chapter, you had mentioned event email marketing, and I'm wondering if there's going to be some latitude with that as you envision it. We work with other organizations nationally, and sometimes they'll send us regional email lists that we can use for programmatic activity. Other times we send them the information and they'll either send out that information or put it on their website or a combination thereof. And I'm wondering if you've thought about building in a good deal of latitude for the marketing aspect.
Let me try to get right at what I'm not sure I understand exactly what you're asking here. Are we asking if we would be able to send out the emails to the list that these folks are providing you?
No, that would be members of APTI, so that if we were having a Midwestern program
mm-hmm.
and we wanted to tap into the APTI list of members in the greater Midwest area, one way would be to request those lists of email addresses and send send out the announcements ourselves. Another way would be to send the programmatic marketing material to a central source and request that that be sent out from that under that the auspices of that more centralized approach. What that does is it protects the email addresses by and large. And over time, we have found that it's helpful to have some latitude in marketing. Sometimes it's faster, easier if we secure the email lists for a given region and send out the materials ourselves. Other times, you know, we have the advance notice and the timeline to let the organization do that, or put it up on their website for everyone to see. And my point is not to lock into a particular model or process, but to have some latitude based upon need for marketing.
Sure. I think both of the models you suggested, Gary, would work just fine. And I don't think there would be too much of a problem with doing either one of them or any number of other possibilities. I'm pretty flexible on things like that. The only thing I would just say as to that point is if you're looking to send out the emails to more than just your chapter, you know, a region,
yes.
I would just ask the permission of the other chapters in that region that it's okay that we use their emails to forward along this program info.
Good, and I would really concur with that. But to have that opportunity to make that request would be very very helpful from our vantage point.
Absolutely, and I don't think we would get a lot of objections to people getting information about, you know, great programs happening in their region.
Great. Thank you.
Sure.
Any other comments, feedback, suggestions?
This is a real tiny thing, but it would be helpful to know for APTI members what their membership year is, since we have a different membership rate if somebody's a member of APTI or not.
Say that one more time for me. My phone cut out a little bit on that.
Okay. To have on the APTI website where it shows members in our area, if you could have
mm-hmm.
their membership year so we know whether they have another day or another 364 days onto their membership.
I have one question. Didn't we change, or aren't we in the process of changing everybody to a July 1?
APTI, not necessarily.
Oh, okay. You mean the, okay, I get it. You mean the chapter is different ones?
Yes, we've decided that it would be too complicated to make such a big change after
okay.
making another big change last year.
Right.
So let me just make sure I understand what the question
oh.
is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're absolutely right. So that we don't. Okay, I got it. So APTI is always the same. Everybody's membership is always. But what was it, July?
July 1, I think.
I think they said they moved it back to next year. Sharon, can you speak to that at all? It perhaps has not been changed to July 1 yet.
I think that Tony, you should check in with Sylvie Song about where we stand with that. We might have decided to delay it, but we did start to make the move before we made the choice to change companies. So I actually don't know the answer to that. I thought we had decided to go ahead with it because of the conference, but I'm not sure. So, Tony, if you could take that to check in on, that would probably be a great thing to make sure we have on our transition plan.
I'll check with Sylvia today.
Thank you.
And just some input. We did get a prorated piece to get Pam Reckel through next July. So there may be some that did and some that didn't, too.
Clarify that statement.
In Pam's case, she used to be October 1 or November 1, so this year they sent us a statement that prorated the fee, so we were paying from October 1 to July 1.
Oh,
The point behind that is to realize, Tony, that all of the chapters are on individual schedules for membership. Some coincide with APTIs, some don't. Some are on a rolling, some are once a year. So that's something to figure into it.
Okay. It might be a little bit tricky to get it figured out. I'm sure once I get the list of when different renewal phases are in front of me, that's 30 chapters long, it'll seem confusing, but I think we can get it worked out.
So you're suggesting that you manage the chapter databases as well?
It would really be one large database. It would be a whole umbrella, and then for the chapters, it would just show membership in that chapter. And for the folks who are members of a chapter but not members of APTI in general, they would be included in that chapter section, but not in the APT database overall.
And the actual management of that, you're suggesting that APTI would do, management meaning somebody wants to join, they send their money to you versus to a chapter?
The way that would work, and we're working on getting this clarified, is if they wanted to do, if they want, say, somebody comes across the APTI website, newly certified MBTI practitioner, never heard of APTI before, stumbles across it, says, oh my goodness, this is phenomenal, I want to join right now. And they go to the Join Now page, and it would say something along the lines of, have you looked at the chapters in your region? And, for example, maybe they're in Vermont, and they see the Vermont chapters right there. They see what additional fee it would cost or how much it would be to join the Vermont chapter for a year, and then they would be able to join both on the website.
Okay.
And the money for APTI's national membership would go to APTI, and the money for the Vermont chapter membership in this example would either be routed directly into the bank account for the Vermont chapter, or it would be issued along with all the other monies on probably a monthly basis to the Vermont chapter from APTI National.
So this would be like a supplement. We would still maintain our own databases, but this would be in addition or separate from that.
I'm not sure I understand what you mean.
So we would still manage our own databases if people join through us as opposed to join through the website.
You could if you wanted to. The idea would be if they just came to a meeting in person, for example, and saw, you know, said they wanted to join the chapter, could either, if they didn't want to go to the website and fill it out, we would have a form that they could just fill out there, make their payment there, and then I would be able to go in with the form and just enter them in manually on the website.
So we'd send those forms to you.
Correct.
Okay.
At this point, these are suggestions, they're options, things might be available if chapters wanted to take advantage of them.
Gary, may I suggest that not all chapters are, of course, on these calls. Are all chapters on the CDC distribution list, or is there a way to get all this information to every chapter?
Yes. There is, and the Google group has all the chapter leaders on it.
Kathy, there are at least three leaders for every chapter on the Google group, and some have
Super.
More than that.
That's great. The e-chapter particularly is interested in hoping that the APTI, either exec committee or a board, is able to hopefully come to some sort of decision before the 30th, because we are at this point being served completely by FOSAB, which of course will no longer be available to us October 1, and so we'll be floating in space alone. So we're hoping that there'll be some notice as to how much this might cost so we can compare it against other options.
And Kathy, if I can just speak to that quickly, this is Tony Doucette. I know what's going on with you guys. We've had a few conversations, and I'm working really hard to make sure that you guys don't get stuck in that situation. I'm really trying hard to make sure that we can get you guys taken care of and get this.
Yes, you are working very hard, and so is Catherine. But Catherine's very busy, and she has a family situation as well. So I just thought I'd put it out there. Thanks again.
Sure, I'll make sure I put the squeeze on them for you.
Well, and frankly, the new chapter would be a good test case to use some of these new systems. Obviously, new processes would have to be developed, and so that might be a really good thing to do.
Didn't quite hear you.
To use the e-chapter as the pilot project for implementing the new system. So because you have a more immediate need, that may be a great thing. I mean, it's just an idea for you to consider.
Yeah, I think our main, and I don't know if Alan Duncan, our treasurer, is on because I got on late, but our main factor here is cost and what we can afford and what we cannot afford. That's why we're looking at different options.
I'm curious what some of the other reactions are, the other chapter leaders who are listening. What are your thoughts as you hear all of these possibilities?
This is Julie from Sacramento. I think it's a nice direction to be going. I know that our members are always looking at finding more ways in which APTI can be supporting the chapters, particularly now with the affiliate fee. And I think that many of these things, if they come to fruition, will be very acceptable, a nice surprise for folks. I like the fact that a lot of the continuation items are continuing. In Sacramento, as well as Bay Area, CEU applications have been kind of a pain in the tush, so I'm glad to hear that that's being looked at and given attention and simplified and streamlined. But nice, it's on the right track, so thank you.
This is Evelyn in Seattle. As someone speaking for a chapter that has only been in existence essentially for a year, and we're trying to put together systems, especially communication systems. You know, we use LinkedIn, we use just regular email, but to have the option, depending on cost, of course, to be able to really have a communications tool, communication system. I'm just really, really excited to hear about that. Similarly, around managing membership dues and things like that, it would be a real help to be able to take advantage of it, I believe.
This is Walter Smith from the Research Triangle chapter in North Carolina. I like especially what Tony said about if people go to the international website and they can see our chapter availability and join both groups at the same time. I found that was to be very helpful when I joined ASTD a number of years back. They asked me if I wanted to join the local chapter right then and there. And so I just applaud that direction that we're going in.
Other comments? Tony, anything else that you have? Any other thoughts or
questions? Not as of right now. I appreciate you all listening to me for as long as I've felt like talking. I do have a tendency to ramble. I'm sure you all start to learn that about me pretty quickly. But thank you very, very much for the great feedback. Just the only other thing I would say is, you know, we're trying to get everything in place by October 1. Some of the auxiliary things may not be popping up on October 1st, but one of the things that I am helping right now, I know Julie touched on it, is the continuing education credits. So if you got those going on and they've been in a pain in the butt for you for a long time, please let me know. I'm happy to help with those.
Okay. There will be the ability to get on the Google group and make comments on this, so please, we'd like to hear from as many people as possible. If you have ideas or reactions or questions, go to it. Pam.
Yes.
Hi. Would you like to take us down the path of the continuation from the visioning process at the leadership dinner?
Sure. So, I actually was thinking we would spend the whole time talking with Tony, so I'm not exactly prepared on this, but I'm hoping that all of you saw the summary data that was sent out through the Google group. It was kind of interesting and thrilling to me to see how, as a result of the conversation that all of us had, that many of us, everyone who was there in San Francisco had, I think it began to shape conversations even with Tony and how we can partner with APTI and the chapters. And I'm thinking about the role of the CDC even differently in how we reach out and connect the chapters. So thinking that we might even be doing some advertising so we know what programs are happening in different chapters. All of that is kind of bubbling up. And I'm just opening up the document that we had so I can talk about that. I'm curious, were there any reactions when you read the list of things that we sent out? All right, so let me go over. We took a crack at creating some themes from the results of the dinner. Let me just go over the themes. I have not yet sent out the themes to you. But when we asked the question and had a vision, what does this future look
Pam,
like?
Pam, excuse me. I did send out the themes at the bottom of the phone number.
Great.
Dial-in information.
All right, so great. You have these. I don't know if you had a chance to read them. But a piece of what this future would look like in 2 years was that it would be energized, engaged, and joyful. And the comments came up over and over that we as chapter leaders, instead of feeling kind of dragged down, like, oh, my gosh, you know, we don't have enough chapter members, you know, we don't know where we're going to find folks, that we really found a renewed engagement, we're energized and really happy and joyful about the process, that there's lots of sharing of resources, supporting each other, cooperating, collaborating, synergy, that's very back and forth sharing, mutual, and that the communication is more, there's more communication, and that it's open, positive, and focusing on community. So, and this is between APTI and the chapters and all of us as a group. In the comments about what are we thinking, that in fact things will have changed in this vision. One is that TYPE, or the TYPE community, and APTI are strong, even more broadly used, marketed, and promoted. So that we see a resurgence in how, in the awareness about TYPE, as well as in APTI as an international community. And that APTI supports the chapters more tangibly, visibly, and that there's a sense of mutual success. And so even this conversation where Tony took that information, and then as he's beginning to implement systems, there's clearly a desire to and finding the ways to support us as chapters in ways that we might not even have envisioned before. And again, I think that's pretty darn exciting. When we think about what the APTI board is doing, the board is paying attention to providing benefits, resources, and support to the chapters, and that there's a conduit, providing a conduit or a mechanism that helps
create a sense of community, or I'd say continue to create a sense of community between chapters. That there's marketing, creating a positive face for TIFE to all kinds of external stakeholders, and that there's a big picture vision for the TIFE community, so even strengthening the vision that we have. What are chapter members doing? Very active involvement in the chapters and their communities, and that there's lots of sharing between chapters and between chapters and APTI. The communication, what does that look like? That it would be frequent, friendly, two-way, productive, and open. And the mechanisms used would be multi-channel, and that there's an effective use of technology. So again, today's conversation, when I think about how Tony's looking into one platform that could be used by any chapter that might want it, to make it easier for some of us. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I sometimes struggle with technology and, you know, getting the Portland chapter up on Constant Contact was painful for me personally. And now I'm kind of proud of myself that I know how to go in and send a message, but boy, it was a painful year. So to help make that happen and to have all of us have an opportunity to be on the same platform, I think that's pretty cool. And then what's the CDC or the Chapter Development Council doing? That we're continuing these connections between chapters, sharing ideas and networking, and that we figure out how to streamline our processes and support. And so that's, again, a piece of what we're doing today. But we're also looking at how do we streamline the annual renewal process and the annual report process and things like that. What's happening that you couldn't have imagined just 2 years ago? That there's growth, new members, new chapters, including international, more joint members, meaning chapters and PCI, lots more use of social media and technology, as well as this broader awareness. So I'm curious, what's your reaction as you hear this vision that we've talked about? And I'm just quoting the words. These are all, you know, things that came from you at the dinner.
Sounds really great to me. I wasn't there.
But it's so nice to hear
I'm
it.
I'm hearing it for the first time. Sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Any other reactions?
Well, for those of you who weren't there, and I was, this is Evelyn in Seattle. I'd first of all like to salute Pam and the other folks who made it possible for us to have these kinds of conversations, and they were very exciting. And Pam previously sent an email. Let's see if I can find it here. So I can tell you when to look in your inbox. She sent it to the chapter leaders on August 22nd, and it had all of the raw data that she's now summarized in what she was saying just now. So if you're interested to get a little bit more detail about the kinds of things that we talked about, and thank you for distilling them down to some themes, it makes it helpful going forward. But just background information, I think, might be helpful for some of you who are interested in getting a broader picture. So thanks again, Pam.
You're welcome. And actually, it's Gary Fleischacker who created this into the theme.
Thank you, Gary.
Yeah. You're welcome.
So from the next piece, so we, you know, first in this process, looking at where are we going and what's the end goal and the vision, the next question, it was about what obstacles did we have to overcome to get to the new partnership, the new vision. So the key obstacles that were identified were the lack of resources, meaning lack of resources, money, and membership. And that there's an obstacle in that chapters and members often have a perception of APTI of not adding value, lacking a positive vision and strategy, and behind the curve in the use of technology. So albeit these are not happy things to be thinking about or to realize our facts, by accepting that this is the current state, we can then accept this and then move on. And again, you know, I'm even seeing the changes already in just moving to the new management company and getting us up to getting us all collectively up to speed in technology as well as the value add. Another obstacle was the lack of marketing, outreach, and promotion of the broader use of type. And I don't know about you all, but one of the things that I was shocked to learn at the conference was how important videos are to the millennials, and how if you're not on the internet or you're not searchable on Google, and if you don't have a video, you're not as real to folks. And that was a new way of thinking for me. And dang it all, in Portland, we created a video just by a regular old digital camera, and now we have a YouTube channel. And it was pretty easy, but I had to have that thought that a video was important. So I think shifting this leads to the next obstacle is thinking about we have a need to attract more young, professional, diverse, and tech-savvy members. So those are the main obstacles. And your thoughts or reactions to the to hearing these obstacles?
Pam, can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Walter Smith. One of the things that has bothered me for a long time is our vision statement. Our hospital in Lynchburg here has a vision statement called Excellent Care Every Time.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple, very short, and everybody can remember it. I think that's the kind of a statement APTI needs as to what is the purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And because I could not tell you what our vision statement is. I know we have one, but I just couldn't tell it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can't say it in a few words, then I think we're not going to be attractive to other people.
Mm-hmm. So really, updating the vision statement to something that would be simple and easier to remember would
sure.
be something important for from your perspective,
and would just capture the essence of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Two paragraphs. I think we have two paragraphs now. Just doesn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to thank you for doing all this work about putting all this together, you and Gary. I mean, this has just been tremendous.
Mm-hmm. And I can't take all the credit. It was really a CDC committee. But it's
okay.
been kind of
okay.
fun.
Well, then the CDC committee gets my applause.
Thank you. Thank you. And the next step, the third part of this process we talked about at the dinner, are what are the first steps we know we need to take to begin this process. And I actually love this part of the questioning, because sometimes I get caught up in thinking of the future and these grand visions and where are we going, but I don't always get to the practical, all right, so what do we have to do right now to overcome the obstacles and get to the vision? And here are the things, and part of this, Walter, I think speaks to what you just commented on, is one, to continue and expand communication and sharing between chapters. These phone calls are one, certainly, but potentially some other social media. The Google group is one, but there may be other ways that we can do this to make it easy for us. The second one is to rebrand to focus on a wider audience, so young, diverse students, et cetera. So again, your point, Walter, about an easy-to-remember vision.
Mm-hmm.
And the third is for APTI to articulate to chapters a clear and positive vision, purpose, strategy, benefits, and the mutual value of the partnership, which, again, I think is supporting what we were just talking about. So that's a lot of good work for us. Any other comments or reactions?
Pam, this is Kathy Howard from the E-Chapter. I think that Catapult should sounds like they can certainly help APTI in being more tech savvy, be more attractive to younger folks, in fact, the whole range of age groups among potential and current members. But I did want to say one thing. When you said earlier that it might make sense for the e-chapter to jump on board and try it, and it would be a good trial for everyone else to see how it worked, I have to say a caution around that. If only one chapter jumps on with Catapult, then there will probably have to be a cost involved, and that cost will probably be too high for the e-chapter to afford, because I know what our finances are. The more chapters that join up, at least to give it a three-month try to see how this is going to work, means we've got economies of scale, and it would be more affordable for all of us if there are indeed chapter costs involved in using the Catapult services that APTI is making available.
Right. So paying attention to what would the cost be if it were only one chapter, and my thought was only one chapter in the pilot, which would lead to many more. And so considering the cost and the cost implications of those economy of scale, because I, of course, had a vision of lots and lots and lots of chapters choosing this, but thinking about the project management of doing one and doing it well and then moving on. But I think your caution is a good one for us to be paying attention to.
Well, I think we have to know that APTI exec board and Executive committee on the board has to be very realistic about their own finances, and they can't give us necessarily a free ride. So
exactly.
We have to take that into account.
Exactly. So the fiscal considerations are important. So I know we are at our last minute, and I'm a little embarrassed to say I don't know or don't remember what our topic is for next month. Has it been determined, Gary Fleischacker, rescue me here?
If it has, I don't have it either.
Yeah. I imagine the next topic might be the annual renewal process, and the annual report is a good possibility for the next topic. But we'll meet as a CDC and confirm what our next topic is. And we intend it to be interesting and, you know, useful to all of you. And in the meantime, thank you so much for your participation in the calls and your interest in all of this.
Pam?
And again, yeah.
This is Mary Charles. We were going to talk about the annual renewal process, but I just wanted to put in a request that if anyone wants to help in getting the design of the pieces that we'll now be looking at, which are the how the programs are going to be arranged, you know, the data for the programs, the data for a lot of the different pieces that we've been doing before, the Excel spreadsheets and things. If anybody's interested in that kind of make it easy for the chapters data handling, please let us know.
Right. And what you mean by the programs is that on the report of the annual report, where you have to report what your programs are, we may try to standardize that. And if some of you are interested in helping us standardize that kind of form, we'd love to help.
This is Annie Bate in Portland. If you start to work on the financial report, I would love to volunteer, because there's a piece that made no sense last time where you're accounting for funds that are sent after the first of the year, but they wanted them in last year's report. So,
all right. So, Annie, you're on.
I'd be happy to, because it's got to be simple.
Okay. It's 1 minute after the hour, and want to honor all of your time. Thanks a million for your participation here, and, you know, get in touch with us via the Google group or however if you've got questions, comments, any thoughts that pop up after this. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Deborah?